From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The California town of Brook Trails Township has 100 days until it will run out of water. Now, we've heard the warnings to citizens to cut back on their use, but the big fish in California water use is agriculture, which uses about 80% of the state's water. We want to spend a few minutes there today.
California produces about half of the nation's fruits, vegetables, and nuts, which means the rainfall there is important no matter where you live in the country. So joining us now are three California farmers. John Harris farms cattle in the Central Valley. Janet Pauley is in the wine business in Potter Valley. And Michael Harris farms fruits and vegetables in Stockton, south of Sacramento. He's also project director of the California Black Agriculture Working Group. Welcome to all of you. And John Harris, let me start with you. When was the last time you saw rain?
Well, it's been quite a while that we saw any significant rain. I think we've had maybe in the last year, 2 or 3 inches of rain is all we have. We got a few storms through in the last few weeks that maybe we got a half an inch or so, but it's been pretty dire.
It's dire, and you're dealing with cattle. You've got California's largest fed cattle processor producing nearly 200 million pounds of beef a year. What's happening to your cattle?
Well, we have a water well that we can use for the cattle, so the cattle right now are not as big of a concern as all of our farming operation. But overall, California, the cattle industry is being really hurt by this drought because much of California's cattle are outside on rangeland that's way below normal rainfall.
Janet Pauley, what about you? When was the last time you saw rain?
Well, actually, we had about a half an inch last week, but we are way behind where we normally would expect to be. There's a little bit forecast for this coming week, and we hope that it'll turn out to be more than they're suggesting it is going to be, but we'll see.
And what's happening to the vineyards as a result?
Well, right now the vineyards are dormant, as are our pear orchards and pastures, so not a lot of impact yet. The biggest problem we have is storage. Our two main reservoirs, Pillsbury and Lake Mendocino, are both they're at critical low levels, lower than they've been in recorded history, and maybe as long ago as 400 years ago. So we're in a critical water situation, which will begin to impact agriculture as we move into the spring.
Michael Harris, what about you? In Stockton, you've got tomatoes, peppers, onions, collard greens, mustard greens. When was the last time you saw rain, and what's the impact been?
Well, last Wednesday, I think it was 11:52, we were blessed with a little less than a half an inch of rain. One of our Babalaos, Chief Shola Atanda, prayed for rain, and we were thankful. And we hope for more prayers from him. We need the rain. The primary impact we're having right now is our citrus trees, frost. We call it burn. But that's the main impact right now because most of our crops are dormant. The greens love it. The greens are doing very well, but everything is brown around them, and so they're not happy, but that's the main thing is our citrus that are taking a hit.
Well, Michael, how long are you going to be able to last with this amount of rain? Because we've heard on this side of the country all about the drought in California and how it's worse than maybe the state has seen in recorded history and that nobody knows when it's going to be over. How long can you go?
I think this year will probably be fine. Our operations are a little bit smaller and we are maximizing our utilization of water. We're on drip. We give the plants exactly what they need. But next year or the year after we're staying in this type of weather pattern, we're all going to be in trouble.
What about you, Janet? How long can you keep going on the little amount of rainfall that you've had?
Well, we're in a situation where until we get into frost protection, which will be about mid-March to the beginning of May, our water use needs are very small. Once we get to that place, though, most of the growers who are anticipating not having any water, worst case, not having any water for frost protection, are doing some things like putting pruning off until later, hoping that we can make it through a frost season without significant damage. But after that point, we're in trouble with regards to keeping these permanent crops alive. We might be able to eke by. Rain would really help. If we don't see any, we're going to realize some significant crop loss.
John Harris, the Agriculture Department, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that is, unveiled this new package of aid, $20 million for water conservation efforts. Is that going to be of any help to you?
It might help some people, but most of us are already conserving water every possible way already. All of our crops are drip irrigated. And to put it in perspective, too, that we're not really so much dependent on rain in our farming operation as we are on the snowpack and the runoff from the Sierras.
And there's been very little snow in the Sierras.
That's the real problem, that we've got to have a tremendous resource in the whole Sierra Nevada range that goes up to 12,000 feet and can hold a tremendous amount of water in the way of snow and rain and all that. But it just hasn't happened, and we just don't have the flows that we need. And so we need some kind of a miracle to happen to restore that.
And that snow would have to come quickly, right? Because it doesn't really snow in the Sierras much after April?
Probably April, but one year we had what they call the March miracle that caught it up. So, I mean, a lot of us are hoping against hope that something will happen, but a lot of the forecasts are not that optimistic.
Michael Harris, let me go back to you and ask you when the rest of us in this country are going to start to really feel this if it doesn't get much better, because California produces about half of the fruits, nuts, and vegetables that we produce in the United States. When are we going to feel it in the supermarkets?
My feeling is that this year we're not going to feel it as much. We'll probably import it from some of our neighbors, but that's not sustainable. We're just going to have to figure out different ways of producing some crops locally, although California is the breadbasket and the fruit basket, the nut basket. We're going to have to figure out ways in other parts of the country to go back to growing alternative crops that work in those areas. But, I mean, as John was saying earlier, this year, building on last year and the year before, the glaciers in Mount Shasta are melting. There's no snowpack. The rocks are warm. So there is a real problem. It's not going to just impact California. It's going to impact our partners around the world and certainly throughout the United States.
Janet, when do you think that we'll feel it, that we won't be able to get California wines, for example, for the same price that we are now? And do you think that you're going to lose some market share to maybe some of the vineyards that are further up in Oregon and Washington State?
I suppose that's possible. I haven't kept track very much about how water situation is in Washington and Oregon. There is some carryover capacity in some of our wineries. I think that if we were to see a really dramatic decrease in crop for this year, it will impact prices. How much? It's really hard to tell. We really don't have a good handle on that yet, and we won't until we see what kind of crop we set in May, after we get done with bloom. Then if whatever crop we have, if we can water it enough to keep it going.
What about beef pricing, John Harris?
Well, beef prices are fairly high right now, really as a result of more of the drought that occurred in the Midwest, where a lot of people liquidated their cows. And California, doesn't have a real big beef herd compared to the whole nation, but I think beef prices are going to stay pretty strong just because over time, we just don't have the feeder cattle coming on like we had at some point. Another problem is that we're overdrafting the underground water. Much of California has water wells, which is a great way to essentially bank water. And it is some degree of recharge that occurs. But now there's so much getting pumped out that we're really depleting much of the underground water. And so we're going to start seeing subsidence and wells that are going dry. And so it's a ripple effect on a bunch of other things.
Well, obviously, there's not much anyone can do in the same way that Mother Nature can help you out here. But is there something that you'd like the government to be doing? I'll start with you, John.
Well, we've been having a problem for some time with many of the what we think are too extreme of environmental restrictions on pumping water out of the Delta to bring it south. But we think that there should be a balance between species and human needs, because we've lost, hundreds of thousands of acre feet to help protect the Delta smelt. In the course of doing that, we've lost, probably literally billions of dollars worth of ag production and hundreds of thousands of jobs that, that have been impacted, and then the species hadn't really been saved anyway. So I think we'd like to see more sensible environmental restrictions and a more of a balancing act.
Janet, Polly, what would you like to see the government doing that it's not already?
Well, we've been busy locally for about 10 years now working on a feasibility study with the Army Corps of Engineers to raise our largest of the two dams that I mentioned earlier, Lake Mendocino. That was actually authorized in the 50s when that dam was originally built. It was never realized, and so we've been in the process. But I think it's a good example of what is needed throughout the state, and that is more storage. And in many cases, like Lake Mendocino, it already exists. You know, the environmental impact is mitigated. You know, easements are in place. Borrow ground is available. It's just a matter of going through the process and getting to a place where we could raise the dam. If we could raise this dam as high as it was authorized, which would be another 36 vertical feet, it would double the capacity. That would easily give us carryover storage for two record drought years.
Michael Harris, finally to you. Is there something you'd like the government to be doing?
No, on this one, I'm more on the side of less government is better. I think where we should really take a hard look at is, what is California going to be? We can't be the breadbasket, the fruit basket of the world and continue to expand the population. So the projections are, you know, 50 million people, close to 50 million people in 20 years. So you can't have good agricultural production while you're expanding the base of concrete over some of the best farmland on the planet.
Michael Harris in Stockton, California, Janet Pauley in Potter Valley, and John Harris in Huron. Thanks, all of you, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you.